It's time for the Missouri Corn Update, a service to corn producers from the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Senator Jim Talent joins us on the phone line for this week's Missouri Corn Update. Senator Talent, we know that the energy bill is being talked about this week on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah, it sure is, and I think it's a pretty good bill. I mean, the whole idea here is to make certain that we have access as a nation to energy on an affordable basis for years to come, and that includes renewables. It's a big feature of that bill.
Talk a little bit about this renewable fuel standard of 8 billion gallons, getting that through now that it's already gone through the Energy Committee. That's the recommendation that you bring forward there.
Yes, that was an amendment that I added in the Energy Committee to have a renewable fuel standard of 8 billion gallons by 2012. Ethanol, biodiesel, but other kinds of renewables as well. And this is one of the things that's exciting is that we're now branching out. The bill even anticipates sugar, for example, and biomass. And this is at the center of energy independence for the country. It'll lower prices of energy, and it's great for our producers. So we really want to hold that standard on the Senate floor.
We know that the House side of their energy bill has a 5 billion gallon renewables standard. Let's fast forward and assume that we are going to make it to conference committee with this energy bill. Will it be the 5 or the 8 billion gallons you think that will come out?
Well, I'd love it to be 8, and we will work very hard to be 8, and we certainly are going to get a robust renewable fuels package. I mean, we're working very closely with the coalition. 8 would be a tremendous victory if we can get it. We certainly are going to do the best we can to get a robust standard.
Now, some people have even brought up the fact that is 8 billion gallons, is that going to be enough?
I want it to be as high as possible, and I personally think that as this industry accelerates, we may just naturally have more than that in circulation. I'm not saying that a lot here because there's a whole other set of folks who are kind of queasy at 8, so I don't want to be talking 10 or 12 with them. A robust standard would be a big victory for everybody who believes in renewables and a big victory for the country, and I think right now that's probably how we ought to talk about it.
And just because we put that 8 billion gallon standard on there now doesn't mean that it can't be changed in future years.
Well, you've got it. That's exactly right. And remember, the more the average person outside of the renewables community, you know, outside of our producing community, the more the average person understands about this as they begin pumping ethanol blends, as we get gas stations switching over to E85 and people become familiar with that, this is just going to get more and more popular and it's going to open up more and more options. So what we want to do here is we want to continue to make strong progress and have confidence that the idea of renewables, that it's such a good product and such a good issue that we'll be able to do even more in the future.
Are we finding that this bill is going to be on kind of a fast pace as far as getting through the Senate this week?
Well, that's the question. We constantly have to deal with filibusters here. The energy bill got filibustered 2 years ago, and we have to wait to see if there are folks who try and slow walk this thing, who try and delay it and filibuster it for political reasons. I hope that that will not happen, but it's always a possibility in the Senate.
Now, you've got some other things as far as ethanol is concerned and renewable fuels are concerned that you're pushing some legislation on. I know that you and Senator Obama from Illinois have come forward with a provision helping some refueling stations get E85 more readily available at pumps.
That's right, and I want everybody in the renewables community to understand that this is something where you push on a lot of different fronts at the same time. I mean, we're constantly trying to raise the visibility and the availability of renewable fuels. So one of them is a small tax credit to encourage gas station owners to switch some of their pumps to E85. That market is there. We just don't have the gas stations yet that'll do it. I'm going to be sponsoring the legislation that will extend the biodiesel tax credit. We want to get the biodiesel community fully engaged in this, and as you know, that industry is growing as well. We're even trying to get NASCAR to use biofuels and ethanol as their official fuel, and you know, I think that have a big impact. Everything NASCAR does has a big impact, and again, the idea is to get this into the consciousness, the mainstream of everybody's thinking. So we're pushing on a lot of different fronts.
U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri is our guest for this week's Missouri Corn Update, a service to corn producers from the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council.